What are we chatting about today?
So today we're actually catching up with something that Professor Leila Patel from the Social Development Studies here at UJ has been up to of late. You know, the research that she's been embarking on. I remember we actually had Professor Patel in studio, and she did come and, you know, have a chat with us in studio some time ago. But now she's sharing insights of a study that they were doing that was published in The Conversation on Monday. Now, they basically, she talks about the child support grant, but also another program or project which they had in order to support families receiving this grant. Now, when you look at the child support grant, isn't it? It's a matter of giving the family money so they can be able to, you know, buy food, that kind of thing, and tend to their own expenses, right? But yeah. Now, another aspect that I think we don't normally think about is things that are actually required when raising children to actually work in tandem, I would say, to this child support grant. So there's a project that was embarked on back in a few years ago, and it was called Sihlengimizi. So that means saving for families or caring for families. And now this was a project that the university did in partnership with the city of Johannesburg. It was also in partnership as well with the Center for Social Development in Africa here at UJ. And so basically it was an evaluation which was done 9 months after now this program ended. So they had a program, Sihlengimizi, and they just followed up 9 months afterwards to see the skills which they were teaching the parents in these different homes where they received the grant.
Yeah.
Were the parents still implementing those skills which they learned? And so now they learned quite a number of things, such as, for instance, managing difficult behavior of children, stress management, how to use resources and services, for instance, how to manage your money in the family, nutritional knowledge, that kind of thing. And also they looked at also with the caretakers themselves, like the parents, you know, how do you distress or deal with like that kind of thing and discipline in the home? And funny enough, you know, they were able to find that even after the program had ended like 9 months before, the 60 families that took part in this study, they were able to follow up with them, and they actually found that many of the families actually kept what they were learning, the skills about budgeting, for instance, the skills about disciplining children. So instead of hitting the children, having a cooling off corner
Naughty corner.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And to just deal with the discipline of the children. Also, how often would you say, do you in your household use the words, I love you?
Are you asking me that question?
Yeah.
Okay. So I use it daily. Not even daily. I think I use it when I'm at home. I use it in what? 3 to 4 hours?
You're busy.
Yeah. I use it to my child. And I think, experiencing losing loved ones has taught me to always let people know how I feel about them, instead of reminiscing and realizing when it's late that I actually loved this person, but I didn't tell this person more often. So
yeah.
I've adopted that style. So I do it like every second.
Well, that's interestingly something that also was coming out in this research in terms of how, they're getting the family members to actually prioritize praising children, telling them they love them, and also encouraging them. Because, you know, those three words are quite difficult for us to just say to our loved ones regularly. And so then, this was actually quite an interesting study that they did. One final thing they've said here is that they hope to actually kind of see moving forward, if it's not possible, share this type of intervention, such as Sihlengimizi, into other areas, like, for instance, urban areas, so that others can develop or benefit from this. But one final thing they do mention is that an area of concern remains depression amongst caregivers, and I think that's a very serious one, because we do know that depression is a very serious thing. If you'd like to read up more on this exciting research, it's available at uj.ac.za. Scroll down to News and Events, and you'll find this particular article. The headline here is Grants and Family Support Programs Can Change Lives, a South African Case Study. I think for me it's quite exciting, because it will open a way, or pave a way forward, I think, for how government can actually enhance the child support grant. Instead of, I think more than just the money that the parents and the family get, there's also other skills that the caregivers especially require to actually ensure there's harmony in the homestead.
Absolutely.
Or the home.
Absolutely. This is so true. And I'm definitely going to read more about this because I feel like I can relate to a lot of things that you've just mentioned. Also, I mean, talking about praising children, that is very important. And I'm talking from personal experience whereby if your child does something good or has improved in whatever you've been teaching, it's very important that you praise your child. I mean, I know I'm currently teaching my child how to count from 1 till 40. And if he starts doing it on his own, then you should applaud your child because it creates excitement to the child. And then they become more determined to actually want to do more just so they can see you clap hands and getting all excited and all that.
That's so very true. Hey, I would die Silabantana, would die on a toilet for die better man. You know, that's very, very, very true what you're saying, Pumzile.
Yeah. And that's how